Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it is going to be partly cloudy and we'll have less humid conditions, and it's definitely going to be cooler. High only around the mid-60s for today. Temperature-wise, we go around the states, and at least in this area, we check things out in Kenosha, where it's a bit cooler this morning, 46 degrees. Same thing in Burlington. In Milwaukee at this hour, 46 as well, and 48 in Racine. We were a little warmer, actually, earlier this morning. A 13-month-old child who was struck by a car in Racine in an alley last Friday passed away Tuesday night at Children's Hospital in Wauwatosa. Racine police had the toddler running in front of a car that was driving down that alley in the 1200 block of Gould Street and suffering some serious facial injuries. The child identified as Bradley James Weiss. Racine County's medical examiner Mike Payne says the family is planning to donate his body tissue for medical purposes. There was an armed robbery of the Wilcom gas station on Green Bay Road at Spring Street last night. It led to a high-speed chase on I-94 by Mount Pleasant police into Kenosha County. The two suspects, though, were able to escape into a wooded area along Wilmot Road. The red pickup truck, stolen from Illinois. It ran over Kenosha Sheriff's spike strips, but it kept going on there anyway on the rim of that deflated tire. The vehicle exited the interstate at Highway C. Then it got slowed driving onto some grass of a business. A Mount Pleasant officer, taking advantage of that, used the squad to strike the truck and stop it. That's when the two armed suspects got out. They ran into the woods. There was a search of the area, even with canines. Nothing, though, was found. In Franklin, police not saying exactly what happened with a suspect in a possible bomb threat at the local Walmart. This all began about 7:30 last night. Franklin PD taking a call about a man having an explosive vest outside the store. Captain Kevin Magno says that they called in the bomb squad, even some explosives dogs. Didn't find anything dangerous, however. In Mount Pleasant, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has announced his retirement from law enforcement. He has been the chief for more than 10 years. He joined the department after 4 years with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Chief Zarzecki indicating that he's accepted a new job outside of law enforcement.
It's been a wonderful career. I have no complaints. The job has been very, very good to me. And I just received an offer of another employment. Basically a second career, and it's an opportunity that I just can't turn down.
He'll start that new job in October, says he's agreed not to name the company involved until they make the announcement. A contempt of court hearing scheduled October 3rd for Racine Alderman Sandy Widener. She spoke to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about an open records case that Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich had sealed. The case surrounds emails Widener and two other aldermen reportedly had sent to constituents to keep them informed on issues. City Attorney's Office was moving to take it to the Ethics Board. Widener filed an open records request about the emails, got denied, then filed a lawsuit. It led to the judge ordering the case sealed, including public comments. October 3rd contempt of court hearing is to be open to the public. Certain properties near downtown Racine, with high numbers of police calls, got neighbors complaining to City Hall. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee has been talking about this for quite some time now, and they heard some progress is being made. Susan Wagner Sanders says the landlord for 314 10th Street, that's the address that she's most concerned about, has been making some very slow progress about on-site improvements, even raising then the possibility with the committee last evening about maybe licensing landlords all over the city. Maybe that would help.
It is allowed in Wisconsin as long as, and I'm paraphrasing, but it says, as long as the ordinance applies uniformly to all residential rental property owners, including owner-occupied properties. So as long as every landlord has to be licensed, we can do it.
She said Wausau and La Crosse have landlord licensing, so do bigger communities around the country, says it might even help reduce the number of evictions. The possibility of forming an ad hoc committee to the landlord licensing issue, that was also a part of the discussion. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and Interim City Clerk Tara Coolidge are going to be talking more about opportunities to vote in the November 6th election during a press briefing coming up today. Early voting hours in the city are being expanded. Satellite voting locations will be made available, and voter registration kiosks are being set up in the public library and at City Hall. Kenosha's Public Libraries, they've partnered up with the City Clerk's Office. They're voting ambassadors, offering up information and registration applications, also guidance for casting a ballot this fall. A crowd of about 150 went to a campaign event for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tony Evers. It was at UAW Local 72 headquarters in Kenosha. Education, an obvious message from the state superintendent of schools. He also, though, talked about some teachers he remembers crying at a campaign event earlier this week because of, they say, what happened from Act 10.
Probably less to do about collective bargaining and less about money. It had more to do about respect. And I'll tell you, when you have an organization that has employees that feel they're disrespected, you're not going to be a good employer.
Beaver's also touching at the gathering on the state's natural resources and strengthening the middle class. The only face-to-face debate, by the way, between Tony Evers and Governor Scott Walker is going to be on October the 19th. Now, that's a Friday evening. It's going to be sponsored by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation. At City Hall in Racine, the Plan Commission's got an agenda this afternoon at 4:30 that includes reusing a former restaurant on the far south side, also a proposed animal kennel in Uptown. 2815 Durand Avenue, next to the cleaners at Drexel Avenue, is the former restaurant site. It's been vacant for over a year. Proposed is a Domino's restaurant, including takeout and carryout. And Pet Parlor of Racine would be a pet daycare with boarding and five kennel facilities at 1325 14th Street, next to the railroad tracks. In order to remain an employer of choice, Racine County is going to be looking for different ways now to attract and retain employees. HR Director Karen Galbraith telling the county board that even though the county went to a merit-based pay system last year, removing the yearly general salary increase, it was determined employees ought to be receiving the additional compensation this year.
As we've reevaluated over this past year to remain competitive with employers in the area, the county executive is again recommending that we implement that 1% general increase.
She also said that over the next year, the county will be looking at some other ways to try to help employees, county board unanimously approving that 1% pay increase. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast in podcast form in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.